Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Today, Word with a Champ is with a young lady that has set goals and reached them. And when she got done, her final goal was to be Miss Rodeo America. She represents a small town called East River in South Dakota, of Florence, South Dakota. Her name is Callie Mueller. Hello, Callie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
What an exciting time in your life. My goodness.
It is so exciting. I feel so blessed that God has taken me to this point.
Let's talk about it, how you got started.
So I started in college, actually. So this is something that I have not been doing my whole life. And once I was in my freshman year of college at South Dakota State University, I saw a poster. It was pretty cheesy. It was like, do you like rodeo? Do you like horses? And I sat there and I answered these questions to this poster. And I was like, yes. And then it said, you could be the next Jackrabbit Stampede Ambassador. And you betcha, I called my mom right after that class and I said, hey mom, I think I could do this. And it was definitely God guiding me and directing me to this path and opening up this world of rodeo queen industry and diving myself into the rodeo industry and opening myself up to a family that I didn't know was out there for me. And ever since, I've been graceful enough to have a title ever since, and 2019.
So you started as Miss Jackrabbit Stampede at the college level and then Miss Rodeo South Dakota. Is that how your process went, your steps?
So it went 2019 Jackrabbit Stampede Ambassador, and then in 2020 the Miss Black Hills Roundup. Then I was the Miss Corn Palace Stampede, Miss Days of 76, and Miss Watertown Rodeo, and then Miss Rodeo South Dakota.
So you were Miss Watertown leading into the state title?
Yes, I was.
Well, you had some very prestigious rodeos supporting you in South Dakota. Tell us about what it took to get there and then the difference between that and the Miss Rodeo America pageant.
I had so much support going into Miss Rodeo South Dakota, and that was definitely a more local type of studying and practicing, studying about my state, really learning about what rodeos are in my state and the rich rodeo history that South Dakota really truly does have. And the difference of going to Miss Rodeo America is that I started to reach out to people across the United States that have been in the shoes of Miss Rodeo America, and they really helped and supported me to help achieve my goals.
Yes, ma'am. Well, Steve Sutton is a South Dakota stock contractor and a longtime friend of mine, a pickup man. And the first thing I asked him when I heard that you wanted, I said, can she ride?
I hope he said yes, because he's seen
<did.
it.
laughs> Well, he did. And I wanted your comments about that and what has led you into horsemanship.
So I actually started riding, of course, before I could walk. And my mom showed horses. So I grew up showing horses, and I really enjoy reining, ranch riding, horsemanship in the AQHA.
So what do you think took you over the top to obtain the crown, the beautiful crown that you're wearing today as Miss Rodeo America?
I think I really let the judges see my heart and who I am as an individual. I had a lot of peace from God that, you know, I was going to go and do my best, and I always asked him for the guidance and help me to be peaceful and calm and help me do the best that I can to the best of my ability. And with his peace, I think it gave the judges an opportunity to see my true self.
Well stated. Is there anything that you can share with the young ladies listening that you have learned that might help them along the way?
I'm going to share with them my platform. This is not only something that I am pushing and encouraging others to live by, but it's something that I truly do live every single day. And every single day of the Miss Rodeo America pageant, I woke up and reminded myself to put faith over fear. So I want to encourage them, whether they take this on a religious standpoint and believe that God will guide them and direct them and have him give them guidance, or if they just need to have faith in themselves to achieve their goal.
That's words of our champion from Florence, South Dakota, Miss Rodeo America, Callie Mueller. Callie, thank you very much and have success.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.